Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple. DPF Regeneration.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
I've called from every rundown phone booth in the land of Georgia, trying to find someone to tell me where you've gone. I begged and pleaded with your mama till she gave me the number. Honey, we can work it out. Just come on home.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Dave with Redneckinize Radio. We're here live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. And we're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody following along on that. And you can comment on there the best you can. Sometimes I forget to check it, and then I get on a rant, and then the next thing you know, show's over with, and I didn't check comments. So get right there, Redneck and Eyes on our YouTube channel. We're also live. Redneck and Eyes Radio is live on the Redneck and Eyes YouTube channel, so go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. You can find links to all that stuff if you're listening on blogtalkradio.com, which is where we do our live broadcast, the call-in show, 515-602-9731. You can also go to redneckandeyes.com. That's got all the links to all of our social media accounts, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And we try to get as much information as what is going on with us. And, you know, a lot of times that's not too much. But it is what it is. We get out there as best we can. You know, we're just a lot of truck drivers. We got jobs of our own. We're trying to, you know, create a special little circumstance going on here where we're just trying to bring back that camaraderie of truckers where, you know, we can talk to each other and learn from each other and grow together and become and make the industry better in that regard. So come on out here and join us here at Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and tonight's sponsor is Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. You can download their Trucker Tools app from your app store, whether you got an iPhone or an Android. It's Trucker Tools, and search for the app. It's like a load tracking software where you can track software, book freight, all that kind of good stuff, and it's one of those things where you can get that done while you're also, you know, they got route planning, and you can find truck stops, you can find fuel stops. What do you call maintenance, Walmarts, parking? They even got a special little button on there where you can reserve parking spots. And, you know, what we're getting into, and I mean, I'll tell you what, if I ever won the lottery, I definitely would invest in some type of nonprofit organization that did nothing but create parking for truck drivers. You know, you're talking about if a billionaire, you know, Elon. You know, Elon's got, what he got, multiple billions of dollars, $20 billion, $10 billion, anybody. There's even people that, like heirs of Sam Walton out there with billions of dollars in assets. Hey, take $1 billion, set it aside, and let's create some type of nonprofit organization where we just go around and we create essential truck parking in the country. And it's like, we can have it. We need, what it is that the money needs to go into not only paving it and making it accessible, making it a good size where it's not too small, you know, where truck drivers can get access to it, whether it be like right along the highway, next to a customer, next to a shopping mall or something, and then actually have, like, you know, maintenance and custodial services like a dumpster service or cleanup service, and also security. That kind of thing like that. That's what needs to happen. And I mean, like, if you're a truck driver and you're not going to abide by the rules that are set, which is, you know, don't throw trash on the ground, don't litter, park where you're supposed to park, don't just make up your own parking spots, that kind of stuff, we'll run you off. And we don't want you part of it. We want parking spaces, and then once the parking spaces are full, then that's it. There's no parking on the side or, you know, no, don't do that. That's what we got to eliminate. We have to eliminate the, just the whole, I don't know. Well, we'll get into that later on because of the different things going on out there. There's a report here talking about celebrities that mistreat a truck stop like a zoo. They treat a truck stop like a zoo, some type of photo shoot or something. We'll get into that. But anyway, Trucker Tools, the app, you can find parking and download their app. You can do load tracking, load booking. You know, if you're an owner operator, independent, you can do all that. Plus, if you're a company driver and that maybe you don't necessarily need any kind of load information, you can still go on there and you can track your route, find your fuel stops, parking, Walmarts, truck stops, amenities, all that kind of stuff. So check it out. Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. Appreciate all that. I'll tell you what, things going on in this world makes you want to get into a rant really easy. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe us here, we created this podcast, radio show, to try to help get the word out. And you know what? It's really, what is it called? Therapeutic. Because we'll get on a little rant sometimes, and it just, I don't know, I get things released and get things out there, and it kind of makes me feel better. So yeah, check it out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. We're on Blog Talk Radio is where we got our audio radio show. That's 515-602-9731. It's a call-in radio show. Let me know what you want to talk about. We're also on YouTube Live right now, and please go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Everything's going great over there. We appreciate everybody signing up for that and getting all the notifications of new videos and going checking out our old videos. So still, some of our most watched videos are the older videos where I just talk about lease purchase, talk about the interaxle differential, talking about, you know, whether or not you're able to carry a firearm on the truck, checking your tires, exiting, talking to four-wheelers about how to drive, getting on and off the highway, trucks turning, space management, stuff like that. That is our most watched videos, and we appreciate everybody supporting that. So go check those things out, and we're just kind of rocking along here. Like I said, I got a couple of things I want to talk about in the news, and just, you know, what's going on out there. So we'll check it out. So hang tight here, Redneck and Eyes Radio. Like I said, live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731. When everything goes wrong, the job still has to get done. You got to redneck and eyes. We'll see you in a bit.
About to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
I'm all down and right. it be
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Tennessee. I'm just that awesome about the San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. Best speed trap of my head down my town. No local yoga gonna sit
hey.
Me down.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here back. It's almost 15 after 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 6:12 on the dot. Down here in South Texas. So check us out, redneckandeyes.com. You can call in here live. We're at Redneck and Eyes Radio Live, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining in, supporting that. Before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And you can check them out. There's, you know, DPF Regeneration, they're big supporters of the trucking industry. They're a long line of expertise in diesel engines, whether it be the little engines, the big engines. And then what they did is they got into cleaning and restoring and even selling the parts for those DPF filters and the aftermarket SCR systems. And a lot of diesel engine technology expertise going on there. So check them out, dpfregeneration.com, or you can check them out at dpfregeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Or give them a call at 800-634-3010. Let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. So one of the things that happened here over the internet here, let's see. This was posted to CDL Life today. Usually if you go into Google, they'll tell you it's 7 hours ago. So it was this morning. And the headline is, "Celebrities treat truck stop like a zoo and disrespectful photo shoot." And what it was these internet people, this term celebrity we have to change celebrity, like, you know, I don't know, it's just infamous person, not really famous. I don't know. These are the Kardashians are the people. These people are famous for doing nothing. Okay. All right, and it's not even the one. What's the main one? The one that had the sex tape? I forgot what her name was. But this was, of course, I'm looking at it right here. The only reason I know it's Kourtney Kardashian. And what they did was, is they, the article goes like this. So it starts out, it says, two major celebrities stopped off at the Pilot truck stop for a photo shoot that highlighted just how far they live from the real world. Earlier this week, Kourtney Kardashian and husband Travis Barker, I don't know who that is, visited a Pilot truck stop in Daleville, Indiana, earlier this week, and their resulting photo shoot has the internet frustrated over their disrespect towards blue-collar workers. The couple posted a series of photos depicting themselves browsing the truck stop wares, wandering around the store, and even taking photos of parked trucks as the driver slept. All with the caption, "Truck stop, huh?" And there's a lot of quotes in here from other people that were on like Reddit and these other different websites that posted the article and all that, or posted the actual photos. It says, "This is where my father has to sleep in a truck This is where my father has to sleep in the back of his semi 6 nights a week, and they're treating it like a zoo, taking pictures of the trucks," one person wrote on Reddit. "Sorry, but this makes me angry. Imagine being so rich that seeing 10 semis lined up together constitutes a picture," wrote another. "It kills me how they legit disrespect us so much by doing what they feel non-celebrities do every day and take pics to show how normal they can be," added a third. And that's what it looks like. It looks like they're just trying to be cool, like the kids that go out and hang out at the truck stop at 2 a.m, you know, that kind of thing. That's what they look like they're trying to do. Other comments came out. It says, when you look at the photos, there are absolutely no customers, right? So did they ask this place to close and get security to keep everyone outside while they did a photo shoot and got up to some ridiculous hours so they could have photos taken looking like they just happened to walk in there? Gotta love the celebs. They try to be one of us, pointed out another. And that's what it looks like, you know. My whole argument is we're giving them time right now. But, you know, but this, I mean, it kind of has to be talked about because I said it before and I'll say it again. I don't care. I'll watch a movie and I'll watch a football game. These people don't even have, I mean, the only reason why they're famous is because of the internet. There's no other reason. You know, their dad defended OJ. That was their claim to fame. And it was either, actually, yeah, because then their mom, after their dad died, their mom married Bruce Jenner, who turned into a woman. That's it. You know, I mean, that's the claim to fame. That's it. Another commenter said, "Taking pictures of the trucks like it's cool, and they're not sleeping in where they're working overtime." It says, "My first job was working nights at a truck stop. I can only imagine the poor cashier's reaction." I just said, if they actually need, you know, if a Kardashian walks up to me and says, "Hey, I need a favor. Can you do this work so that I can make this picture?" I'd be saying, "Yeah. $50,000. $50,000, and I'll do what you want for the next hour." Because I know how much money you got. If you're interested, the post with the photos can be seen below. And I've got it right here. It's basically, I think it's an Instagram account. And it's, I clicked on it. Yeah, it's Instagram. And I got one picture, two pictures, three pictures. Yeah, they got hoodies on. So here's another thing. I don't know if you guys know, but in a lot of these big cities, at the convenience stores, truck stops, it says, like, you know, no hoodies, no masks, stuff like that, because they don't want people coming in there wearing whatever they want to wear, because, you know, they have cameras and they have security issues. Well, they're wearing all black. They're wearing sunglasses at night, and the dude's got a hoodie on, like, over his head. And they're walking in like they own the place. You know, they're like sneaking in. And like just looking around, trying to walk cool, baggy jeans, taking pictures. What is that? Oh, yeah, trying on the clothes, wrapping the safety T-shirts around their head. You know, the reflective safety shirts that are hanging in there when sometimes you go to a truck stop and you need to buy a shirt real quick, because a lot of facilities require, like if you go to a train yard, where's your safety vest? And you don't have one, you got to go to the truck stop and get one. Well, she's trying to wrap one around her head, what it looks like. And they're just kind of, you know, I don't know who's taking these pictures when they're standing like off in the distance like that. It was just weird to me. Yep, it's weird to me. Like I said, they ain't got nothing. You know, and the thing of it is, though, is Travis Barker. Who the hell is Travis Barker? I don't even know. And don't even tell me nothing. And then this other, wait a minute, come back in here. And then there's another person tagged in here. Oh, this must be like their band. I got you. They're musicians. That's who they're. I think that's the person taking the pictures. So, yeah. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And yeah, that's it. That's celebrities acting crazy. I'll take the CDL Life article here, and I'll put it on the... Oh, no, put it over here. And we'll put it on the YouTube channel. Actually, what I need to do... I'm looking at it here while you're watching YouTube, and what I should have been doing is going back to screen share. Sometimes I totally forget I got this screen share going on. And then slide it over, and we can share it up. And you can see. Hoodie, sunglasses, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know what, I mean, they're like looking at the cool stuff, I guess, you could buy. You know, the stuff that people just find amusing to buy sometimes. They're taking pictures of the big trucks in the parking lot. We don't know why. And then there she is trying on the safety vest on her, trying to wrap it around her head. I don't know what that's about. But here's, this is the most disturbing video, or the picture to me, is the safety vest debacle here. These are important. And there's a big rule. I mean, it's like there's a lot of rules. And a lot of drivers, you know, they either lose the vest, they forget it somewhere, or it gets torn or ripped and it's not in a functioning manner, so they have to get a new one. And now she's putting it all over her head. So I guess if you're over there and you pick up a safety shirt that smells like whoever this Kardashian is, then it might smell like some kind of, you know, expensive Pierre Cardone, perfume that probably stinks to high heaven, but the rich people think it's cool, that kind of thing. And then, but that's, to me, the safety vests, you know, they're important. And here they are treating them like some kind of like fashion statement, you know, not that big deal. And they're just walking around the truck stop, you know. Looks like there's some empty boxes of Def, or like the Def is like, you know, so you're standing in front of this Def. You know what here? This is an EPA commercial right here. Come buy this Def fluid. Truck drivers hate it. So, yeah, there you go. So that's our YouTube stuff here. So you go on YouTube, you can see that. And, yep, that's crazy stuff. Let me get it out of here. I don't want to look at it no more. And just let everybody know, Truckers for Hope Truck Show. So if you want to end something on a good note, Truckers for Hope Truck Show will be on September 23rd to 25th, Mill Hall, Pennsylvania, at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. You can go to truckers4hope.com. And I'm going to type that right here in the comments of YouTube. You can go check that out too, truckers4hope.com. And we appreciate everybody supporting that. And we're looking at trying to get out there. We're definitely going to have people out there. We just don't know for sure who all is going to be out there. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes off, because, well, we know for sure, we know Tony Justice is going to be there. Long Haul Paul is going to be in concert there too, Saturday night at Little Texas. So that's going to be a blast. They're going to have truck pulls. They got little tractor hay rides. They got beauty contests for the trucks, you know, the shined up contests. They got fireworks, all kind of cool stuff. So check that out. Like I said, truckers4hope.com. Appreciate everybody doing that and everything. So let's see. Oh, there it goes. Let's do that one. So, yeah, we're just checking things out here. Like I said, Redneck and I's Radio live here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. It's always great just to talk about trucking issues and talk about things in trucking, whether it be good or bad. You know, got to get it out there and just get people thinking, you know, about what's going on. We just talked everything about, you know, the trucking industry, whether it be just world in general, things going on. You want to talk about anything, just give me a call, 515-602-9731. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. And one of our great sponsors, DPF Regeneration, check them out, dpfregeneration.com. Or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010. That's DPF Regeneration. Appreciate all their support. So like I said, check us out. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. And we're live. 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody's support. We'll see you in a bit.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and I.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live. It's Redneck and I's Radio live. It's Thursday. It is August 25th, and it's still 2022. Don't get your hopes up. And it's dwindling on down. You know, we got a lot of things happening in the world. School's back starting up, so everybody watch out for that. We got bad weather coming in, rain, lots of rain down here in Texas, across, like, the desert area in New Mexico. And, of course, Kentucky got flooded out a couple weeks ago. So, you know, it's got to watch out for severe weather this time of year. And, of course, hurricane season is coming around. And, you know, so we got to watch out for that stuff. But other than that, you know, like I said, school started back up. You got to watch out for that stuff. We were talking about it there in the Houston area. There was a bad accident where a woman with her children in the car, they were commuting to school or work or whatever early in the morning. During like kind of like a rush hour, and they were on the back road out there near Cleveland, Texas, and tried to pass a big truck and around the curve hit another big truck head on. So, you know, we've got to watch out for that stuff. So please be careful. And, you know, hey, I feel the bad for the truck driver as well, because, you know, we get on these back roads, and a lot of times we get a little too comfortable where we know the road. Of course, we've probably been on it a few times and everything, and just, you never know what might happen. You never know what could come in front of you or whatever. So So just, we got to watch out for that stuff. But also too, four-wheelers, please be, just know that regardless of whether or not you can handle the road in your car, if the truck is on the road, the truck can't go as fast. The truck can't go around the corners as fast. The truck can't go up and down the hills as fast or slow or whatever. You need to just be patient with these trucks, especially on these country roads, because they're getting to facilities. They're not out there trying to go around traffic. They're trying, I mean, that might be the case sometimes, but there's facilities out there. There's plants, there's warehouses, there's combines, whatever you want to, you know, anything that revolves around getting product to the places. They're out in the country just as much as they're out on the city next to the highway. So you just got to watch out for stuff like that. So just everybody be careful with things like that. And of course, like I said, with the bad weather, you know, it just makes it even worse. And I think that's what contributed to this wreck was more of slippery roads and then being in a hurry rather than it was just, you know, too many cars on the small road. So yeah, please be careful out there and everything going on with that. So, not too much of anything else going on out there as far as, news and trucking. There's a lot of just, you know, every now and then these news reports will put out an accident where different companies or different facilities, like there's been a few fires, this is one. It's actually a couple of articles. Let's see. Yep. It's Mahoning Township in Pennsylvania. Blaze erupts at trucking company. And let's see what goes on here. And they say trailers were destroyed. Oh, yeah. Here we got a good video here. Let's see. Let me get that hooked on here. And we're still sharing, so we can slide this over here. Come on, computer. Catch up with me. Now the computer's going. There we go. Here we go. Where are we at? There it is. Come over here. There you are. So now we're sharing here, and I'm sliding it down, and we're going to...
At Lehigh Valley Honda, our customer service is all about you. With our...
I'm just muting it. That's all. Whoops. Made a mistake. Okay, here we go.
Under to the scene of a large fire in Carbon County, the flames broke out around 7:30 at Estes Trucking Company in Mahoning Township. Images show flames shooting out of a building and a large cloud of smoke over the property. This is the second fire at that location in less than 2 weeks. Crews are still out there on the scene. No word of any injuries. We'll have updates for you on our website, WFMD.com.
Well, that's different. So, says... second fire in 2 weeks. Let me see if this, it broke out 7:30 p.m. It says flame shot out of the building, da 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 da. But they're not giving any. Just scroll down for comments. Nobody's commenting. Nobody cares. I figured that maybe it's something behind why there's two fires. To me, it had to be one fire and then like a hot spot, like they didn't put it out completely. But you can't really tell. So we'll see what goes on with that. But yeah, that's something else. And that was part of the whole... Where you at? Okay, make sure we got everything going on. I'm just keeping track of my stuff and everything. So the other thing is football, man. I tell you what, I've been news has been kind of slow. I've been just keeping up with football on here. And of course, this week on the NFL Network, the Packers and the Chiefs are playing. And then it says Prime Video, so that might be Amazon. The Texans are playing the 49ers. Then tomorrow, there's a lot of games tomorrow. Cowboys play tomorrow night. The Saints and the Chargers, Bills, Panthers, Seahawks, Cowboys, Patriots, Raiders. And it doesn't look like there's anything on a national scale, like as far as like they're just on their regular local channels. Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, the NFL Network. Nothing is showing to be like on like a primetime deal. Sunday, so you got Sunday at noon, the NFL Network, and then Sunday at 3:30 p.m., on CBS, you got the Lions Steelers. So that might be interesting. But that's it for preseason is over. And then they're going to take the week off, which is Labor Day weekend, is next weekend. And then the weekend after Labor Day, that Thursday, is the first week, the first game for the NFL season. And I just like football. I haven't been paying too close attention to what's going on, but I tell you what, I'm not really like pumped about the Cowboys' chances. They suck, and they didn't make really any improvements. And I don't know. They might play good just because I think Zeke's coming to the end of his deal where he might need a new contract, so he might be playing worth a damn to do that. But you never know. Looks like we got – is that Jeff? What's going on, bud?
Yes, it is. I mean, you're talking football, and you gloss right over the biggest game of the year. Glossed right over it.
Yeah.
Saturday, Dublin, Ireland, Nebraska and Northwestern.
Oh, you know what? I was fixing to touch on that, was that college starts this weekend. And,
oh, yeah.
And, it's funny because it's like 2 weeks ahead of, but usually it's only the first week of like NFL, and then college starts the week before. Well, you got two whole weeks of college football without any NFL, you know. So there's yeah.
Oh,
NFL,
yeah. Wow.
So college football's counting, and you're right, it's starting up. And
so you got a Big Ten conference game to kick off the college football year. I mean, it's not like non-conference play. It's Big Ten conference, Northwestern against Nebraska. Nebraska with five new coaches, 14 portal transfers, and in a foreign country, on a football field that is the most pristine, perfect grass field you'll ever see anywhere. They say this thing is thick and cut manicured. They're not allowing anybody to walk on it until game day.
Well, yeah, it's the peak.
It's not even striped.
They're in Ireland. It's in Ireland where the grass grows, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. And it looks like they're playing in a great big greenhouse. It's nothing but a big glass dome. I mean, it is gorgeous.
Well, you got to figure how far north they are, and it's like not – it's like island weather, but it's up north. So you got a lot of humidity rolling through there.
Yeah,
it's not like Canada where it's
67 degrees year-round, they said.
Yep. That's pretty awesome. So, yeah, I was looking at that. So, Thursday, so tonight is West Virginia and Pittsburgh. I think West Virginia, aren't they still in the Big 12? So that's not a conference game, but they're within, an hour from each other? West Virginia and Pittsburgh. So that's a pretty good rival game there. And then, of course, you got a lot of these ranked teams that have got their easy schedules, which to me shouldn't matter. They shouldn't be allowed. If you want to be ranked in the top 25 or even in the top 10, you shouldn't be allowed to play no-name teams. You know,
the only reason they do that is instead of hitting their practice dummies, they hit somebody that's a no-name, you know. It's
warm-up. Yep, and they sell tickets, and of course the alumni show up, and they get a win, and everybody pats themselves on the back, and you know, and then of course it's on TV, so the other school gets money because they're on TV.
Oh, they get huge dollars. I mean, like game and home, like Labor Day week is North Dakota. North Dakota won't have a chance to play a team, even though it's Nebraska, and right now we're basically a no-name team, right? So, but it's still big stage and big stadium and lots of fans and people going to be watching. They get, I don't know, like $1.5 million just to show up.
Yep.
You know, so
I mean,
big
like
money
those...
football, but it's going to be an exciting year. I think it's going to be an exciting year for football. We're a few years behind all this kneeling crap and all the other stuff. You know, the focus is back on, let's just play ball. Let's play ball.
I think they're getting back to that. I think you're right. I think football's finally figured it out. College and NFL both have figured it out. We need to cut this crap out.
Yeah,
so that we can make money, because people aren't watching; they're turning it off. And yeah. I think they learned.
I agree. I mean, the hype is there, the excitement's there. You got, you know, like you said, there's some good games tonight playing. You know, we should have our NFL specialist on the air tonight, Holly. Holly, she's all about NFL. I tell you what, that girl knows NFL. But I got my rules posted to Facebook, and I posted them to all my friends and emailed them to my boss. I said, when it comes Saturday, don't call me. If somebody dies, don't call me. I don't need to be sad like you are. I'm watching football, you know. So, no, I'm excited for the year. I mean, I like college football. I don't care who's playing. NFL, I can take, you know, leave, but I'm starting to come back to enjoying it. I like watching Mahomes, you know. I like watching some of the new young players that are just coming into it. So, exciting stuff. Pretty exciting stuff.
I agree with you. I agree. That's going to be good stuff there. So, yeah, I was looking at it. You know, so Saturday night is so I'm trying to make sure. Yeah, see, this is not even this week. This is this week. Like, this is Thursday, September 1st. I don't want that. I want what's going on now. They don't even have it listed properly. Let me double-check everything yet. Okay. I need to go. You know what I need to do? You know what I was doing before? I get off of this damn ESPN and pull up CBS. CBS is more accurate as far as, like, schedule. Because it's all political on ESPN. It's really political. They don't put...
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. They don't put the games... They don't just list the games. They actually have the games in the way they want to show them, you know. Of course, it's promoting because they're on their TV. So they're like, you know, hey, watch these games. Because so like, the top game that gets the most billing in college football is next week. On next Saturday night is Notre Dame at Ohio State, which, hey, that's going to be a great game. But that's going to be a good game. Yeah, the only reason why they're promoting the hell out of it is because it's going to be on ABC, which is, you know, ESPN. So, you know, that's the only reason they're trying. But it's a good game.
Right.
It's gonna be
I mean, ESPN for years has been the sports channel, but now you got Fox Sports that are trying to compete on that. You talk about politics in large. I tell you, these politics going on in sports right now. I mean, you got ESPN saying they're not going to sign somebody. You know, we won't pay you for that. It's a mess.
There we go. Here we go. So yeah, we got Saturday coming up. And then, what is that?
What the hell is that?
Oh, that might be.
You just dropped a bomb?
Yeah, no, it's the other crew over there chiming in because they're wanting to talk too. Because, you know, they're on Ohio. So when you get Ohio State, when you start bringing up Ohio State, then you got.
Greg?
Yeah, they're everybody right here. Go ahead. Go ahead. I can hear you now. Go ahead. Yeah.
Hey. With all the other bullshit, has anybody shared anything? Have you seen anything about that accident down there on the West Virginia Turnpike that shut the West Virginia Turnpike down until tomorrow because of the hazmat spill down there?
One of our wonderful, stupid-ass
container haulers running down through there 80 mile an hour like they want to do, like all the trucks want to do, flipped the damn container over down there and blocked the north and southbound side of the West Virginia Turnpike between Beckley and Charleston. And they got it shut down until.
Well, this here says.
I think
this
it was
is,
tomorrow.
Well, this here, this is West Virginia Metro News 3 hours ago.
Yes.
Said West Virginia Turnpike section reopens following early morning tractor trailer wreck, and they're sucking it up. They you see a picture here now. And let's share this here on YouTube as well. The picture shows the hazmat crew with the quick dry and the vacuum pumps sucking the fluid off the road. So that's one of the things they're doing here. And
sure,
going
we got to pay down there.
faster and faster on that road.
Yep, and it says West Virginia Department of Transportation announced Thursday evening all lanes around the accident site have reopened. Motorists can expect traffic delays because of an increase in volume in the area. Hazardous materials cleanup crew continue cleaning up the site Thursday afternoon. Motorists have reported significant traffic on U.S. Route 60 between Montgomery and Hico. State officials said West Virginia Route 61 from Montgomery to Oak Hill is closed after tractor-trailer got stuck at a turnaround, Deepwater Mountain. Officials have urged commercial traffic to use U.S. Route 19 and Interstate
79.
Yeah, it's not a trunk route.
Yep, that's it. Got stuck on a turnaround.
Basically, the only legal route, and it's right on there, the only legal route for trucks is up 19 to 79 to Charleston, and that is one hell of a detour. But that's just where it goes to show. That's the mentality of the idiotic truck drivers that we got out there anymore.
I totally agree.
They want to run 70, 80 mile an hour. Everywhere they go, they want to run 70, 80 mile an hour. And that's the kind of crap that happens.
Yep.
They bitch about the rates. They bitch about this and everything else. But there you go. There's a prime example. That West Virginia Turnpike, and they didn't wonder why they're trying to get speed limiters on the trucks. You know, that West Virginia Turnpike, that speed limit down through there, in my opinion, is too damn fast. There's nowhere on that West Virginia Turnpike that you should be running 70 mile an hour down through there with a truck.
So is this the same? Is this the same article I'm looking at here? Listen to this. The driver of a tractor trailer that crashed on the West Virginia Turnpike early Thursday morning has been charged with driving under the influence. The crash occurred around 12:30 a.m. Thursday on the Skidder Creek Bridge between the Mosey and Mahan exits.
Yep.
Is that the same spot they're talking about?
Yep.
It says that because of one individual's actions, this has caused a disruption in thousands of travelers, said Miller on Metro News Talkline. Authorities identified the driver as Dennis Eugene West, 54, of Monarch's Corner, South Carolina. See, them freaking South Carolina people. West was not hurt. He blew a .128 on the breathalyzer, nearly two times the legal limit. He is being held at the Southern Regional Jail on $2,500 bail. The truck was hauling 12 275-gallon totes of, alkali dimethylamine, which is primarily used as a cleaning agent. The West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection will be responsible for handling the removal of the hazardous material the truck was hauling. It says Homeland Security Emergency Management said the spill caused a fish kill on Skidder Creek and on Paint Creek. Says biologists from the DEP and Division of Natural Resources are monitoring the situation and trying to come up with a plan to limit damage on the local ecosystem. Officials said the material is putting off a pungent odor to communities along the streams. There it is.
Mm. Now, just how is it that all this drug testing and everything, just what is that? How's that helping?
Well, it's not.
There's just as many drugs and alcohol out here on the road now as there ever was. And they're never going to stop it.
No, it's never going to stop. You know, this right here just proves
it. They take their driver's license away from them for a year or so and let them go back. Bullshit. You get caught like that, you could lose your license indefinite, never to get them back again.
Never. And I mean, you know, this is, of course, the liberals, they, what are they going to do? They want to defund the police, but then they want to protect the environment. Well, this guy here, he's not only driving unsafe, he's killing the environment too. Go after him. Here you go. Serve him up on a cold platter, but they won't do nothing. They don't care because they don't want to enforce all that. They want everybody to be able to get high and drunk and do whatever they want to do. But I mean, Just the whole thing is that, you know, this guy here, we know, because he had to do a background check to get his hazmat endorsement. So if he was legally with a hazmat endorsement, not only did he have to do his drug testing, pre-screening and all that, but they supposedly did a criminal background check to make sure that he wasn't crazy from before. So, you know, because
well,
this has certifications.
My opinion, if you're going to get a hazmat license, I don't give a damn. They should go back your entire life. If you're going to be hauling hazmat in a truck, they need to go back from the beginning of time since you've had your driver's license. I don't care before CDL or otherwise. And if you got
right.
anything, I think if you had
yeah,
anything
thank you,
it's so much as a damn speeding ticket, you shouldn't be able to get one, me included.
Right. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's nonsense. There ain't no reason for it. There ain't no reason for these guys to be driving like that. That's crazy. Just like Fancy Gap. You come down Fancy Gap, you're coming back north or, you know, coming back north or south, Black Mountain, Fancy Gap, Mount Eagle, you name it. They got the pull-offs at the top, brake check areas and everything. Them guys, I see them all the time. They'll come up over there, come busting over top of them hills. Speed limit's what, 35 mile an hour or whatever the hell it is down in mountains. I forget down, but them guys will come down through there. They're hauling ass down through there, 45, 50 mile an hour. Lights blinking all over the place. I don't give a shit. Why ain't that heavy? It don't matter. The law is the law.
Yeah.
Now, if the cops get out there and start popping their ass and start finding them, now I'm not talking a couple $300. I'm talking $500 to $1,000 at a pop if you get caught speeding. They'd slow their ass down. Just like speeding tickets out here on the on any highway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've paid my share over the years, but in the last 15, 18 years, I ain't even got one. But my opinion, if you get caught out here speeding the way traffic is and as cheap as this shit is out here anymore, you get caught speeding out here now, the minimum speeding ticket should be a minimum of $500. I don't give a damn if you're running 20 mile over the speed limit or you're running 30 mile, 40 mile over the speed limit, $500. You should have a certain, no, ain't no court, you either pay it or you lose your driver's license. Simple as that. There's no reason to be out here running 70, 75, you know, 75, 80, 85 mile an hour in a effing truck. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, especially like
I'll
said over there.
I don't give a damn who you are or what you're pulling.
Even out there in the middle of nowhere, it doesn't really make any sense because
no,
you know, the reaction.
I take that bullshit, and I'm going to pick on Texas. I'm going to pick on Texas for a minute, and a lot of them states out there. 80 mile an hour, West Texas, what is it, 80 mile an hour now out there?
Mm-hmm.
There ain't a damn truck around. It should be running 80 mile an hour out there in the heat and everything the way it is, and there's no reason for it. It's about the freight rates being the way they are. It can't make no money, but they're out there running 80 mile an hour. You got, ain't nobody telling me that they're getting good fuel mileage running 80 mile an hour. They can kiss my ass. It ain't doing it. They've done proved the slower you decrease your speed, your fuel mileage increases considerable.
I don't know how they do it.
You'll have guys out there argue with you. Well, my truck's geared to run that. No bullshit.
Not only that,
bullshit.
Talking about how bad does the truck get tore up when you're going that fast down the highway all the time? Because I'll tell you what. If you're going that fast, a lot of times in these roads, especially here in Texas, I hit these. Sometimes these roads are kind of messed up, where you hit a rut or some kind of like mold in the, you know how the asphalt kind of gets a little hot and starts a little bubbling up or whatever. And I hit these little bumps at 65 miles an hour, and I'm like, holy crap! How are these guys doing it doing 75? You know, I mean, that's, you're talking about tearing up the truck when you hit those bumps at that speed.
Wait, imagine being running about 80 mile an hour and hit a damn pothole somewhere. I see them down there in Kentucky doing that.
Man.
Down there on 65, as rough as that road is. They'll be running 80 mile an hour down 71. 70, I know they're doing 75 and 80 down through their speed limit 70. And I'll be running 68, 70 mile an hour. And they'll pass me like I'm sitting still. Now, you get up through there, there's potholes down there below Louisville, right down there below Louisville on 65 between there and E-Town. You can bury a damn truck in. Now, you get out there at 80 mile an hour, and you hit one of the potholes, and you bust the front spring, or you blow, you know, take a tire out. I want to see you hold onto that truck at 80 mile an hour.
Yeah.
No, you're done.
Yep. You imagine you go through those construction zones. You know, sometimes in the middle of the night, the construction zones are empty. There's nobody there. So you're kind of like, you know, oh, I don't, you know, ain't no big deal. Ain't nobody there. I can go ahead and go on through it full speed. And next thing you know, your front tire drops off the edge, because the reason why they want you to slow down is because the road ain't finished.
When they're paving, a road. I don't know. The other night I was on one somewhere. I know it had to be 8 or 10 miles of newly paved highway. No cones out. They was all off on the side. They had one lane paved. The other one they hadn't done yet. Now you go to change lanes, you've got that 3 or 4 inch, you know, top that they put on that left lane or right lane. You go to change lanes past somebody, it throws you all over the place.
Yeah, right.
If you ain't watching and hanging on, you do it. Now, if it catches somebody from surprise, you got an accident.
That's the thing. These construction people, I don't know if there's some kind of rule they're supposed to follow, but they don't care. Over here in Texas, they're working on the left side of the shoulder of the left lane's closed. But instead of closing the left lane and just going it down to 2 lanes, they just slid the whole road over. You know, they changed the markers to make everybody shift over. And now the right lane is on the shoulder, which is like 3 inches lower than everything else. And it's like you're over there in the gravel, you know, where the shoulder is, you know, where and it's like when I go through there now, and I see it's coming up, they say, you know, lane shift ahead and left lane closed, all that. I get over in the middle lane because ain't no way I'm going to ride in that other lane. It's just, you can't do it. Not even at 50 miles an hour, not even at 40 miles an hour. It's half gravel and half that rumble strip crap, you know? It's like,
well, it's like that law they got now. You injure or kill a construction worker and you go to prison or go to jail for how long? Plus a fine. I never understood that. $15,000 fine plus you go to jail. Now, wait a minute. If they're going to put you in jail for 15 years, whatever, and then they want to fine you $15,000, how are you going to pay that fine if you're in jail? They're idiots. And not only that, but, you know, they take the construction companies, they're morons. Because they go and they close one lane down. They'll close the left lane down and leave the right lane open or vice versa. Then they push you clear over on the shoulder, you know, and just barely give you enough room to keep the tires on the damn road on the shoulder, knowing that if you drop off that shoulder into the edge of that grass, you're done. Mm-hmm. But you got no choice. You either ride the edge of that shoulder as close as you can, or you run over their cones or their barrels, or a lot of times now it's the damn Jersey barriers, some cement barriers.
Yep. Yep.
Well, you know, if you want to close one lane down, that's fine. But you don't have to take a lane and a half. And then you got the construction workers out there. They don't give a damn because even with the speed limit, if you're running the speed limit, I've had them come out, and the damn construction workers will step right out the road in front of you. You know, and if you hit them, it's your fault.
Mm.
Or out here on the city street, they'll have a speed limit or, you know, local. You know, they'll have the speed limit like at 30 mile an hour, and they'll have somebody sitting there, you know, in the construction on a 2-lane road. Please go slow, you know, or slow down 30 mile an hour. Whether they got speed limit set at 20 or 25, well, I go slow anyhow through there. I don't care because I know how they do. But they'll take and have a damn flagger standing there holding a slow sign, and then they're sitting there screaming because, well, where are you supposed to go? What are you supposed to do? Get out and walk? You know, they've already taken 3/4 of the damn road and the other lane, and now where are you supposed to go? Driving people's lawns to get around them?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's unbelievable. But that mess down there on the turnpike, I mean, I couldn't believe that. I mean, it's like, yo, here we go, you know?
Well, and come to find out, the guy was drinking. So there you go.
Well,
same thing with the guy up there.
Same way with the guy up here in Columbiana the other day, 10 mile up the road, right up here in town, Columbiana, Ohio. You know, and it was one of our trucks. It was a Bennett truck. Come down Lee Street. One Bennett Transportation with a step deck, 3 o'clock in the morning, the damn guy was drinking. he refused a drug test, you know, breathalyzer. So, yeah, that's an automatic guilt right there.
Yep.
But he drove right through, of all places, he had to go. He went right through a traffic circle right in the middle of town, wiped the traffic circle out, destroyed a truck, and run through a law office.
Hmm.
Of all things to tear up a law office. So now he's in jail up there, which he should be.
The commercial just writes itself, don't it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then he got that attorney or whatever from that law office. He said, oh, it happens all the time. This ain't the first time it's happened. Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. But yet the company, when I put my flatbed back on, they kept preaching to me, well, you got to go back because it's been a couple of years since I pulled my flatbed. Said, well, more than that, about 2.5 years or so. But they said, well, I got to go. They want me to go down to the Bay Office, go down there and take a refresher course on flatbed because it's been so long. I see I go to hell. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. You know, so I don't know. So I'm going to work in the morning. I'm going to download my flat in the morning. And no, I took no refresher course. And I know I'm not going to. 30-some years pulling flatbeds, I grind a bike. You don't forget it overnight.
Oh, no.
So I don't know. Whatever. But, yeah, that's crazy.
It is. Something
else. Like, unfortunately, or fortunate enough, nobody died in that wreck down there. That could have been a whole lot worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chemicals, I mean, of all things, you know?
Looks like he just got stuck and overturned or whatever. But it closed down the whole thing.
If he wanted to have your mind in the game, he wouldn't have got stuck.
Maybe, yeah. You're probably right.
Where do you get stuck down there on the bike? It either runs north or south. What did you try to do, turn around the media?
Well, I mean, it said turn around. Probably going too fast in the turnaround.
I don't know.
Yep. You know, the funny thing about that one big rest area service center, you know, what they call it, Oasis or whatever, it's really complicated to get in and out of there. Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's just that down in Tennessee, they got a rest area down there, no oversized loads. I went in there one night, and I'm thinking, what in the hell? The engineer that designed this rest area should be taken out of the shot.
Yeah. A lot of times I see that all the time. Of course, this one, one of the truck stops that I stop at now because they switched our little meat area, he's got one of the, you know how it's, they just, you know, some it had to be somebody that's never driven a truck before designed these parking lots. To where they turn all the parking spots in a certain direction, so the trucks don't line up.
Yep.
Properly, you know, so they got it to where all the spaces are facing toward the road, and so you got one alley, one row of trucks pointed to the left, and then directly behind them, butt to butt, the other row is pointed to the right, so it's like a V. So every time a truck backs in, they're making a V, and it's like, it's so stupid,
right.
You know, who's thought of that, you know, and of course, no pull throughs, you know, nobody's smart enough to figure that out, that pull throughs are actually better because you eliminate backing accidents, but you know, nobody ever thinks about that. So, you know,
well, the ones I like, the ones that come in and the ones around the perimeter of the parking lot, like backed in against the grass and stuff in the back rows and everything. They come in there during the day and they pull in.
Oh,
they
yeah.
pull in up against the curb. Well, now their trailer won't overhang the grass in the back and the curb. So now
they're sticking
clear out in the middle of the parking lot. And then when you come in, there might be a parking spot right beside them. But with the trucks out in front of them, then you can't get in because
yep.
the truck sticks out too far.
Yep.
Because now instead of that truck being 60 feet, sticking out in the parking lot, and now you're 70 feet sticking out into the parking lot because they can't get, you know, because they're
exactly.
too damn lazy to back in.
Yep, that's right.
You know, unbelievable.
Yep. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's it. That's the world we live in. That's
the truck. I'm trying to get the rest of my career over with.
Yep. I'd tell everybody, the day I retire, get off the road. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, hey, Jeff, you still there? No? Anyway, it's 7:05. It's time to wrap it up. I got to get to work.
Yep, good work. I'll talk to you later. I haven't called in for a while. I've been busy trying to get truck trailer lease back on and everything, so I'll give you a call.
Cool deal, Marty, yeah. Robbie was worried about you calling in, so he's listening along right now. He's probably falling asleep, probably getting done for the day. But yeah, he heard you. He heard you loud and clear. So good
that's
deal.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to – so, yeah, good deal, bud. All right,
talk to you later. We just trying to get everything settled up, situated, and get ready for Trucker's Row. So
Trucker's
trying to get that ready, too, getting the motorhome ready for her so she can take it out there, and I'm taking the truck out for the pull. So we'll see what happens out there. It should be a good time.
Good deal. Truckers for Hope. Truckers, the number 4, hope.com. Mill Hall, Pennsylvania, up there in on the north side of Pennsylvania, up by State College on the Interstate 80. Gonna be a lot of fun. Tony Justice and Long Haul Paul's gonna be in concert. Little Texas in concert, and also fireworks special. They got church service Sunday morning. Great thing for the family. Got the hay rides and tractor pulls, and oh man, all's gonna be. It's a good truck show for the family, for the truckers. That's why it's called a Truckers for Hope, instead of just truck show or whatever. Sure. All right now.
All right. Talk to you later, Ed.
All right now. We'll see you. So, yeah, I was going to tell Jeff that I did find the game, Nebraska at Northwestern. They're playing in Ireland. It's going to be Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Central Time, 12:30 Eastern Time, on Fox. Right now, the line is Nebraska's favored by 13.5. The over and under is 50.5. So it's going to be probably a barn burner out there. And like I said, that's going to be on Fox this Saturday, August 27th at 11:30 Central Time. So I'll be looking for that game. Going to watch it. Going to look forward to seeing that. Great nostalgia being played in a different country, showing the world that the American football is king, and it's a lot of fun. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow, and of course all the other games to come. And of course there's some NFL being played tonight and some college. So we'll get into that. I love football. Everybody hang tight. Like I said, this is going to be Redneck and I's Radio coming to an end. This is Thursday, August 25th. And appreciate everybody. Whoops. Appreciate everybody listening along. Again, we're also on YouTube Live. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And don't forget to go check out redneckandeyes.com. Redneckandeyes.com is our website where you can see what all is going on with us. We got a store, we got t-shirts, hats, stickers, decals, all kind of different stuff. Go check that out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. You can find links to all of our social media accounts, YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And it's also got links to all of our great sponsors. Some great sponsors like DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com, and the Trucker Tools app at truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. So check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. And it's, like I said, every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call in at 515-602-9731 and be part of the conversation. Just hit one. So be sure to go check us out there. Appreciate everybody's support on that. And like I said, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get it right. Like I said, we get on some talking, and my technology doesn't catch up with me. So I got to kind of let it do its thing, and we'll get caught up on that. But again, like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Go check us out. There you go. Hey, this is redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go check us out at Blog Talk Radio is also where we do our radio show here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. It's 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Go check us out. We're also on YouTube Live. YouTube, please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. We've got great videos over there. Check us out at RenegadEyes.com, DPF Regeneration, DPFRegeneration.com, Trucker Tools, TruckerTools.com, and then finally Load to Ride Transportation at LTRTransportation.com. Appreciate everybody's support of that. Redneck and Eyes Radio. When everything goes wrong, the job still has to get done, you got to redneck and eyes. We'll see you tomorrow.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.